Hello again, and welcome back to Spain to Go, the best podcast in the entire multiverse for all things Spain. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time, I don't know. This is episode 50, and as usual, I'm Daniel Welsh, coming to you from Barcelona, Spain. I hope you're having a great day wherever it is that you are in the world. Today, I've got sort of a random thoughts update about Caso Rubiales, Barcelona real estate, and the future of this project. So, welcome and thank you for listening. Let's get right to it. Caso Rubiales has been a big story of late in both the Spanish and the international media. The short version, in case you missed it, Spain's women's national soccer team, or football team if you prefer, won the Women's World Cup a few weeks ago. And in the following celebration, some Spanish football bigwig grabbed a player named Jenny Hermoso and kissed her non-consensually on the mouth. She complained and controversy ensued. Honestly, I'm a bit surprised that the story is being reported on so much and that the media has decided to focus on the non-consensual kissing more than the actual World Cup victory. But maybe it's better clickbait that way. Women winning a football match is only news for a couple of days, but a powerful man who turns out to be a creep could be a story for weeks or months. There are certainly worse cases of machismo out there that are being reported much less. This week, a woman in Sevilla was decapitated, for example, allegedly by her ex. That only got two or three paragraphs in the news, though. Anyway, Jenny Hermoso has filed an official report denouncing Luis Rubiales, president of the Spanish Royal Football Federation, or the Royal Spanish Football Federation, and the public prosecutor is planning to take some sort of action. What sort of action? I'm not sure. The whole thing happened in Australia, and I don't know what jurisdiction the Spanish courts would have. Meanwhile, Rubiales has sort of apologized, but is refusing to resign his position, despite requests from high-ranking members of the government that he do so. The main story, I guess, is Spain's culture of machismo, and I'm not the right person to talk about it. As a man, I don't experience much of it. In my professional career, if you can even call it that, as an English teacher, not much machismo was happening. The kind of guys who are into power trips like that don't end up working for 12 bucks an hour in language schools. Also, I don't know or care about football. I had never heard of Jenny Hermoso or Luis Rubiales before 2 weeks ago. So don't expect a ton of updates about this case from me, unless, of course, it gets much more interesting. Moving on to more productive things. Real estate in Barcelona is constantly an adventure. Morena and I have been looking around at houses recently. I was never a fan of the idea of buying a house, but turning 40 has really gone to my head. At some point, I realized that if I don't buy something soon, eventually I'm going to be looking for a new rental at age 50 or 60 or 70, and that sounds quite a bit less fun. Also, rent prices here in Barcelona are only going up and up. The new Ley de Vivienda, which I mentioned briefly in my article about Ocupas, that is on the podcast somewhere, episode 39 it looks like, has had the effect of getting some number of landlords to take their houses off the rental market, reducing the available supply. And while the prices to buy are also going up, it's at a much slower rate than rentals. We got our current place in December 2020 at COVID prices, and the landlord has since suggested we leave multiple times. according to Spanish law and the contract we have, he can't really get rid of us for 5 years, but he has gently suggested that we leave. So, either way, we are aware that we're never going to find a place at this price again, unless we buy one, because it turns out that the rumors are true. Buying can be cheaper than renting, at least once you get past the crippling down payment and 10% property tax. We've seen a place we like, and I'll surely be updating you about that situation if the deal goes through. If not, some other deal will, and I'll probably have plenty to say about bureaucracy, buying furniture, paying a mortgage, and other adult topics. Finally, the future of the Chorizo Chronicles and the Spain to Go podcast. I often wake up in the morning, roll out of bed, and over coffee, think to myself, what the fuck am I doing with my life? 40 years old and writing a travel blog for no money. I have a business, of course, also blog-based. You can check out my site, aprendemasingles.com, if you want to learn some English, or you can buy my books on Amazon. But that business doesn't take too much time these days, and I'm struggling to figure out what else to do. Writing on the blog and recording this podcast in English is a good exercise for me, and it allows me to follow my curiosity into strange and unexpected places. It also gives me another excuse to buy more books and spend time wandering around, taking pictures and thinking about life, all the while deluding myself that I'm doing some kind of work. But like I said, it's unpaid. So if you enjoy what I'm doing, please donate. Go to expatmadrid.com/donate and send me some money. That will take you to a specific website for donations. expatmadrid.com/donate. You can donate as much or as little as you want. Every bit helps and is appreciated. Anyway, as you may have noticed, these articles are getting longer and more involved. These podcasts are getting longer and more involved. I think I have one that's about 55 minutes long at this point. Oh yeah, Homage to Catalonia with George Orwell. Not with George Orwell. He didn't actually come back from the dead to appear on my podcast. But Homage to Catalonia about George Orwell's Spanish Civil War book turned out to be 55 minutes long. That is quite a podcast accomplishment, I would say. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying what I'm doing, and I thank you very much for being here. I am getting some excellent feedback on the direction things are taking. That said, publishing online is often like standing on quicksand. All the algorithms could change tomorrow, and I'd be out of an audience. So as for the future, I'm not really sure. The podcast is slowly gaining listeners. I don't talk about the podcast much on the blog, and I don't talk about the blog much on the podcast, but they are often the same articles. I write the article for the blog and then record it as a podcast. But there is other stuff on the blog that has not made it to the podcast quite yet. I've got more than 500 articles going back around 10 years back to the economic crisis. So anyway, please review, subscribe, and tell your friends about Spain to Go. This is episode 50, which is a pretty good number, as I mentioned. There is a statistic I hear from podcasting people. I don't know how rigorous the study was, but what they say at least is that 90% of podcasts don't make it past 3 episodes. 99% of podcasts never make it to episode 20. It follows that even fewer podcasts would make it to episode 50, so this means I'm pretty serious about the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to doing more here and to taking you along on this journey wherever it goes. If you have ideas for articles or podcast episodes you think I should do, please send me a message. You can do that through the blog expatmadrid.com or just leave a comment on the donation page after you've donated some money. I will see that as well, and happy to hear from you, as always. Anyway, for both donors and non-donors alike, I appreciate you being here. Thanks for listening. This was just a brief update today. I don't have anything else to say, but in a couple of days, you'll have a new episode about some of the issues surrounding Catalonia and independence. A bit of history. It'll be fun. So, like, subscribe, recommend, etc., and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one. Hasta la próxima. Bye.